you don't have to rattle off all the names unless you want to, but how extensive was the, like, how many candidates would you have interviewed?
Yeah, you know, I don't know exact number. I think it was, you know, certainly upwards of 12. You know, we talked to, maybe not. I'd have to go back a couple, but it was quite a few. And you know, we escalated some to second interviews, you know, but again, it was a real, as I mentioned in the press conference there, it was a real great experience in a lot of respects, getting to talk hockey with so many passionate people, listening to their, you know, their thoughts, their beliefs, you know, understanding that there's more than one way to play the game, you know, and that you can have passion and you can have success. Like, a lot of the people that we talked to had success at different levels of the game and at different points in time in their career. And, you know, a lot of them have won championships. And just talking about the common threads, you know, with that, I think is, for, like I said, in there, was a real growing experience for me.
And just to follow that up, was there an added dynamic that you had about a third of all the teams in the league hiring a new coach as well, kind of going on at the same time? I don't know when the last time that happened was.
Well, certainly when things happen with us, they happen in dramatic fashion here. There's no question about the times and the circumstances surrounding it are very, very different. You know, and again, you know, even though the, you know, we're trying to, you know, get into the new normal, like travel and getting logistics and, you know, getting into, you know, face-to-face meetings, it was still a challenge. You know, there's lots of things that you know, you're trying to get back to normal and trying to get in face-to-face meetings, and you know, made it difficult you know, to go through that process as well.
What's some of the biggest benefits to those outside voices?
I'm sorry?
What were some of the biggest benefits to hearing some of the outside voices and their thoughts on your team and organization?
Yeah, I think the biggest benefit is that there is more than just one way to play the game. And there's you know, you don't have to be branded as a certain, you know, type of team. You know, like, you can have, you know, skilled players that can play defense. You can have defensive players that can contribute. You can, you know, there's lots of different nuances of the game that I think, you know, lend to some excitement when you hear, you know, the passion and the conviction in coaches' voices. It's, you know, the game is all about the players. The players, you know, go out there and play, and certainly, you know, they're the talent. But the coach, you know, the coach is the leader of that group, the lead voice that you know, sends a message, creates a message, creates a plan. And you know, when you talk to coaches, that's their livelihood. That's what gets them excitement. Going into the dressing room, making a plan, communicating the plan, presenting it, breaking down video, having one-on-one conversations, seeing a player grow from you know, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, and that's what, you know, again, rejuvenates you, and I think rejuvenates coaches when they can talk about their passion for the game.
Kevin, are there? Talked in the past about you know, as a GM, you have to plan for the present, you have to plan for the future. When you're planning the long term, is this a long term move? Do you see Bones being here for a number of years? Is that the plan?
Well, it's a multi-year deal in those respects, but I think, you know, someone with Bones of stature, you'll have conversations with, you know, as time moves on, to see, you know, where things are at with him. I think that you know, as an organization here, I think we're going to learn a lot from his experience here, and I think whatever happens in the future, we're focusing on the present here right now. And I think if you try to, in this game, look too far, you know, around the bend, you're going to fall off the deep end, so to speak. So you know, we're focused on right now. Rick is here. He's in with both feet, and I think it's going to be good for our organization.
Are you having any active trade conversations about Bony or Mark?
It's always active, but as far as specific individuals, I'm not going to comment on any individuals. Like, Mark Scheifele is a big part of this team. Blake Wheeler is a big part of this team. The time of the year that we're in lends for conversations practically about anybody.
You'd just listen to about anybody then?
Well, as a manager, you have to listen, but, you know, whether I hear them or not, that's a different story.
Just to be accurate, it's been reported that Rick has a 2-year contract, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What do you say to fans who were so many on social media were excited about Barry, and then it goes to Rick? I mean, it's mixed reaction.
Well, you know, again, I think that, you know, that thing speaks a lot about, you know, what Barry Trotz has accomplished in this game. And also, I think it speaks that, you know, he has the right to, you know, take care of his family. I think something something that we'd all admire and have if we all had that ability and that conviction to be able to do. And I think that's why, he has been such a successful, coach. And Rick and I talked about that. I said, look, he was genuine in his answer, because that's the answer that he gave me. He certainly would have, had those kind of conversations. But there's a lot of good coaches. There's a lot of, really, really good people out there that bring passion to the game, and we just hired one of them.
So, Kevin, based on what you heard from Barry, is it possible that door could reopen at some point down the road?
Oh, that's only he can answer any of those kind of questions.
How many contract offers did you put out for coaches?
One. Rick Bonus.
Kevin, who was Connor Neal bringing to the staff, and why was it important to bring him on after he was involved in the process to be the head coach as well?
Yeah, Scott interviewed exceptionally well, and with respect to his beliefs and his programs, I think there's a real synergy with Rick. But it wasn't my choice. It was, and not to say that it's not my choice, but I mean, when I got to the process of kind of drilling down a little bit more with Rick, and talking about staffs and talking about who he wanted. The very first name out of his mouth was Scott Arneal, which was music to my ears. Scott and I go back to, we won a championship in Utah together in the IHL days, so I've known him for a long, long time, and always admired, what he has done. But, where he sold me was, his beliefs in they're a lot, a lot in some ways similar to Rick's, but I really think that the combination, of those two are going to challenge each other, and certainly we're going to look to continue to add to the staff here to work round it out.
You have a number of RFAs coming up, Kevin. Have you started negotiations or conversations?
Well, you're always having conversations. As far as getting into negotiations, I don't think we have gotten into per se negotiations. We've got qualifying offers that go out right after the draft, and that's really when you start. You have to start obviously in the meat of those negotiations at that point.
Kevin, when you have a new coach, how much input would say Rick have in what this roster might look like as early as the fall in terms of, get me either this player or this kind of player? Is that something that would be a factor?
Well, we have a core that's, kind of locked up in a lot of different areas. We've got our cap space is what it is, so to speak. We do have, as Sarah mentioned, some RFAs that are going to eat up in what is the perceived cap space of what we have right now. The cap itself only went up by $1 million, which, it's not a lot when you're coming to, having to, sign a couple of different players that deserve, raises. So, we'll look, we'll sit down probably a little bit more today here and take a look at whether it's free agents or whether there's, names that are being shopped, out there with respect to other teams, and see if there's any fits. But, the roster, as it stands right now, there's a lot of good pieces, and I think that's what Rick alluded to when he talked about the excitement of coming in.
You have a couple of first round picks, obviously, next week. What's the approach with are you happy with where you're at with it? Would you be open to listening for?
I think that this draft, going through the process, I think there's going to be a lot of wild speculation out there as to, where players are going to go. You look at the different mock drafts and they're all over the map, there's really no consensus anywhere. And then you look at your own list and you can see why, because, in a lot of cases, your list is a lot different. I think it'll be interesting. There's going to be a lot of like gasps and awes, I think, when, people are looking at different guys. It was a unique, unique perspectives to sit in the scouting meetings, because this is, this is a group of players still that, for a lot of them in the OHL missed an entire year. A lot of them didn't play, so they missed a year of development 2 years ago. So for a lot of them, they're supposed to have been, second year junior players, and they were only first year. So you have to take some of those things into consideration. I think that that might lead to, some varying opinions on different players based on, the fact that some leagues played, some leagues didn't play, and during a very important formative year.
A few minutes ago, you mentioned Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler. earlier Rick said that he had a great conversation with Mark Scheifele. How relieving is that to you, considering some of the comments that were made after the end of the season last year?
Well, it's not shocking because I know how passionate Mark is, you know, about the game, and I know what a great communicator Rick is. So I think that, you know, both those guys, you know, will have a great conversation, probably even further. I think, you know, these are introductory ones, but, you know, we didn't introduce someone that the players don't know. I think that, you know, Rick is a well-known person in the hockey industry. So I kind of joked in there that, you know, I might be the only player he didn't coach. So players are going to talk to players. They're going to talk to players, and the word of mouth, you know, with respect to Rick Bowness is you know, what a quality person he is, and that he's fair and direct.
You mentioned John Tortorella. I assume you interviewed him.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Can you provide any other
interviews? Well, you know, I interviewed pretty much all the, you know, guys that were hired. There's lots of guys that we interviewed that weren't, but I mentioned John because he's an interesting individual, and you know, a lot of people, you know, are polarized with, you know, seeing some things in me. Like, you want to talk about a guy who's, you know, passionate about the game and knowledgeable and loves it, and you know, and him and I, you know, when we met, we just, you know, we had some great conversation. I just mentioned him, you know, had great conversations, you know, with Bruce Cassidy, with you know, again, I don't think I had a bad conversation with anybody, so to speak. So I don't want to single any one individual out, but it's just, you know, those are the kind of benefits that, you know, you have to take from, you know, going through the interview process.
Would you describe that process as exhaustive?
Exhausting.
Kevin, with the reports coming out about here with Dubois being interested in testing the market when it comes to you, you know, same reports suggesting you're going to do what you need to convince them to stay here long term. What can you tell us about the strategy, or how do you sell a player like Perlu on the idea that staying in Winnipeg long term is the best effect?
You know, there's the business side of the game, and certainly, you know, the players, you know, obviously at different points in time will receive different levels of you know, what their choices are to do, and players earn that right. And so again, I think, you know, today obviously was an important day for our franchise to show that, you know, we're committed to wanting to win here, and that's what players want. You know, they want that ability to play on a team that can compete, and I think, you know, the business side will always take care of itself. It just always does. But you know, today I think we've shown that you know, the right now is real important for this organization.
Since we're talking about coaches, how surprised and maybe happy were you to see Paul end up in Florida?
Well, yeah, you know, obviously it's a great opportunity, you know, for him. You know, he went through obviously an emotional period of time, and you know, again, the coaches, you know, it's in their blood, I guess, and you know, certainly wish him the best.
Are you guys having a development camp this year?
So there's the development camp situation is a little bit different this year. We've got a couple of players that are nursing injuries that wouldn't be able to get on the ice.
Right.
But we also had the ability to have some players come in for the Moose. When we signed Nikkanen and Torgeson, they were able to come in. And just with the uncertainty of the Summer World Juniors, knowing whether some of these players would be a part of it, and then having them fly over here, fly back, you know, we decided that we weren't going to have a development camp in its formal terms. What we also decided is that it's important for these players that we draft here coming up, if they're not part of a World Junior program, for our development staff to go see them and watch them work out in their environment. That's probably the single biggest thing that, you know, now that COVID is, now that we're able to do things differently a little bit, is getting to watch the players in their environment and making sure they're doing the right things.